Ultimately, we're all dead men. Sadly, we cannot choose how, but we can decide how we meet that end. In order that we are remembered as men.
Here we are with another episode of Sean Hammer. Well, today basically is not really a sad day. It's just a sad day that I have no restraint, willpower to buy stuff online. And what I mean by that is we're going to be covering Sonya Crid and her whatever box set. I bought this on eBay, already put together and primed, and the purifying flame that came with it is pretty much painted. And picked it all up for $25 with shipping. Not too bad. I got my brother-in-law introduced, kind of into Malifaux, and he's going to play Kaladi. I ordered him the Wave 2 Arsenal deck, so I figure he's going to learn to play Kaladi, I'm going to learn to play Sonya Crid. And doing one of the things I told myself I wasn't going to do, and that was to own all three of the Guildmasters from Book 1. Started out with Perdita because I thought she was pretty cool. Bought Lady J's crew because I like the Death Marshals. And now I got Sonya Crid. It is what it is. So let's go ahead and talk about Sonya Crid today. Today we are only talking about Malifaux. I know I promised some Victoria, but that's coming up along with the battle report once I get my games in order and everything. And I'm going to do a little bit of live coverage of the game I play with the Victorias. So, look forward to that coming up. And, let's see. I've been painting Blood Angels. Don't ask me why. I'm a Space Wolf player. I have a fully painted Imperial Guard army. Painted up like the Death Troopers of Krieg. I like Space Wolves. I got Dark Angels, Terminator army. Now I got Blood Angels. I have no shut-off when it comes to gaming. So, this is another point. This is a new master for me, this Sonya Crid. She's head of the Witch Hunters. Matter of fact, it's one of her keywords. I've heard that she's pretty powerful. She does a lot of damage shooting you. She's a magic user. She will shoot you, blast you, F you up. She's pretty cool now compared to the last one. I like the whole Woman in the Iron Mask feel. And the Samuel Hopkins, the new model, definitely is a lot better than the old one. The Witchling Stalkers, pretty much identical. And I got three now, plus the one I got from a Game Trader magazine, I think. So I got that too, so for my fourth Witch Hunter. In the future, I'm probably just looking at buying a Witchling Handler. Excuse me, I get a bit of a cold. And that's about it. See, this woman here, she's good at hunting down Arcanists. She doesn't have a lot of movement out of the box abilities or nothing. we'll get to all that, though. Let's see, she got Defense 4 with a Ram, Willpower 7 with a Ram, 12 Wounds, 4 Walk, 6 Charge, Height 2. She's got 3 Cash. She's a Pyrokinesis. When this model places Blast Markers, the initial Blast Marker may be placed anywhere within 2 inches of the target rather than in a base contact. She got Ancient Runes for another ability. This model gains +2 to its duels during its casting actions when it targets a model with 6 willpower or more. So, Sonya's pretty good at targeting higher willpowered models. She's got Visions of Flame. This is all attack actions this model makes. That targets models with the burning condition, ignore line of sight and cover. And that's pretty cool. And we'll get into all that because the Witchling Stalkers, they will actually lay down. When they damage you, they'll give you the burning condition. She's got a defense for willpower, defense and willpower, with a built-in crow. She just needs a mask. It's reflect magic. After a cast action fails against this model deals damage 2, 3 with a blast, 5 with 2 blasts to the attacker. This damage receives a negative flip. So, if you're going to target Sonya Crid, make sure you pretty much make it, or it's just going to pretty much suck. Let's see. She has a lot of abilities that attack and synergize well with each other. Let's see. She's got pyrokinesis. Like I said, allows Sonya to move the initial blast marker up to 2 inches. Ancient runes. Let's see. She has 2 tactical actions. We'll get into attack actions in a minute. She's got Confiscated Lord. This model may discard 1 soulstone or 2 cards. If it does, choose a casting, defense, or willpower. This model gains following condition to the end of turn. Quick study. This model adds a plus 2 to the chosen stat. So it allows you to be a little bit more of a bitch for this lady, so to speak. Get through what you gotta get through. And second is Inferno. It's a casting action that applies Flaming Demise condition to her. When this model condition ends, all models within 3 inches will pause, suffer 3 damage. But if this model is killed, all models within that same 3 inches suffer 6 damage instead. So she's got a little bit of a jihad type mood, like a little, I don't know, she's a suicide bomber. She's got 2 base type attack actions. She's got a long range spell and a pretty good melee attack. She's got flame burst for her range spell, casting 7 with a ram. Range 14, target model suffers 2 for weak, moderate 3 with 2 blasts, and for severe 5 with 3 blasts damage. When they trigger with a tome, all models gain the burning 1 condition. So let's not forget, she can put the burning on you, and then you can run away crying around, and she's going to be able to still target you because you're on fire. And she's got Runed Blade with an M melee attack of 5 with a ram. Target suffers 2, 3, 5 damage. Basically same amount of damage that the Flame Burst does, but without any blast to it. Now, the Rune Blade has got Absorb Magic, which is a built-in trigger. After damaging, this model heals 1 damage and draws 1 card for each ram in the final dual total. So, kind of like a Critical Strike, but healing and card manipulation. Straightforward, she seems, like I said, she's new to me. She seems pretty wicked. Base look at her says, I want to shoot you. And, I'm going to shoot you from afar and I want to toast you. Basically like that. So, that's my first impression of, the read of the master. Next up we have her totem. Which is, and these are all coming out of the box. So, that's basically what I got in the mail. That's what I'm going with. One looks like the Purifying Flame is a debuffing and offensive model with some mobility tricks. Doesn't seem like it's going to last long. It's only got 4 wounds, but it does have Spirit. It's got a Walk 5 with 8 Charge and Incorporeal. So, it can go a little bit fast because it can go through those terrain that you needed to go through, shit like that. Unfortunately, it is insignificant. So, that being that, let's see. It's got some cool tricks. Abilities are, it's got dampening. Enemy models within 3-inch aura of this model may not use soul stones, so that's pretty cool. It's got something, Sarsenair's Plight, which I butchered that. Reduce the damage to this model, suffer from burning condition to 1, so it's not going to burn because it is it's Ghost Rider without the gear, without his leather jacket. It's got Immolating Demise. We've seen this with Sonya Crid. It will blow up. Hers is flaming demise, his immolating when this model is killed. Models with 2-inch pulse gain, the burning 2 condition. It doesn't have a lot for attack actions. It's got Read Then Flame. It's a melee attack 5. Model gains a burning 1 condition. And Gout of Flame. 10-inch range, model suffers 1, 2, 3 with a blast damage. And it's got a built-in ram, but if you got a tome, after damaging, the model gains plus 1 burning condition. So this guy's basically going out there wanting to make sure that Sonya's targets are going to ensure that they have the burning condition, so she, and we'll get to him as well, Samuel Hopkins, because he's got the Visions of Flame, will be able to target you, ignoring line of sight and cover. And that could be pretty damaging in Malifaux, because you want to play this game with a lot of terrain, it seems like, and there's a lot of buildings and stuff you can go into. And I know my own table plays with Necromunda buildings, the old ruined buildings, plus I have foreground, I forget what they're called, but anyway, the Victorian, I'll start with a Victorian table, and I'm going to buy an Old West table, because I like A Million Ways to Die in the Old West. I want to build Old Stump. I even want to have a mustachery instead of the Undertaker's place. So you're going to play with a lot of terrain and places for people to try and go ahead and run around. And if you're on fire, it's going to make it hard because everything's the major damage from this unit so far, I mean from this crew, is going to be ignoring line of fire and cover if you're burning. Yeah. That's about it for Purifying Flame. I mean, not much you can expect out of a totem. We do have, out of the box, we also have Samuel Hopkins. Now, I never once looked at Sonya Crid before because this guy just looked freaking ridiculous in Malifaux, the first edition, because he looked like he had high heels, a girly hat, and a girly boots. Now this guy's pretty sweet. He's buff. Reminds me of one of the Ortegas, actually, in style. This guy here is Witch Hunter. He's their henchman for the crew. Defense 5, 6 willpower, 8 wounds, 4 walk, 5 charge, height 2. Now he's got unimpeded. Now that's nice because this crew doesn't have a lot of it unless you start putting in, like, say, death marshals and everything where you can get the unimpeded and start to really bail through the terrain and be a real menace to your opponent. And he's got Visions of Flame attack actions. This model takes against targets with a burning condition, ignore line of sights and cover. So that's pretty cool. Now, like I said, with his own walk of 4 and 5 charge, he won't be moving far. He seems pretty slow, but he does have impeded. Let's see. Where Samuel Hopkins shines is his offense. He kills stuff. Basically, that he does it from range, it looks like, and we'll get to all that. And he does a melee. Let's see. He's got, plus the model. It looks pretty cool. He's got the hunting tools. He's got big hammer, which I'm not sure about the big hammer. But he's got the mask applicator, whatever. He's got chains and handcuffs and stuff on him. And he's just a cool looking model. But he's got hunting tools with melee of 6 with a ram. Target suffers 2, 3, 4 damage. If the target has a burning condition, it suffers plus 2 damage. So if you are burning, you are taking 4, 5, or 6. So that's a pretty damaging attack, and most likely you will be burning. He's got critical strike, deals plus 1 damage for each ram in total. And he already has a ram built in, so let's go ahead and say if you're burning, he's doing 3, 6, 7 damage. He's got drain magic if he throws in a crow. After damaging, the target must discard 1 card of fable. And remember, Malifaux is a card-based game, and it's all about card manipulation, so it's pretty damaging to go ahead and start siphoning away cards. He's got a custom coiler revolver. Range of 12, target suffers 3, 4, 5 damage. If the target has burning condition, it suffers 1 additional damage. Okay, so basically now you're doing, if you're on fire, you are 4, 5, or 6, not bad, and it's got ricochet with a mask. This has no built-in triggers. After damaging another model within 3 inches, the target suffers 1, 2, 4 damage, and this model's flip may not be cheated. So it's pretty cool. You get a little bit of trick shooting out of it. I don't know. I haven't been doing a lot of shooting, so I don't know if I can actually pull off a lot of these shooting tricks. But anyway, tactical action. He has flaming bullets. Cast 5 with the rams, and it's a pulse 8. All enemy models within that 8 must pass a willpower 15 duel or gain the following condition to the end of the turn. Mark of incineration. The model receives a negative flip on all defense duels. Yeah, making it easier for you to hit, yeah. He's softening up for the minions coming around. And he's got rapid fire. I like this ability. But it's basically model discards the card. If it does, model makes 3 shooting attacks with the AP cost of 1 against a single target. So, wow. If the thing's on fire and you hit well, you could be doing 6, 6, 6, and ricocheting for 1, 2, 4 damage as well. So he's pretty good at killing stuff. It seems like Sam Hopkins might be pretty good for other crews too, if you want to have him as your henchman. So I don't know. It's pretty cool. Let's see. So my thoughts of Sam is he's a killer. He's a killer and exists to do damage. He is unfortunately what they call a glass cannon. He doesn't have a great defense and low wound. Well, respectable mono wounds, but hits hard, but he can't really take a hit back. Try and set things on fire. Focus if you have to. So that's how you want to run Sam Hopkins, because, well, he's not as tough as some of the other henchmen. I wouldn't put him up to a cane or something, but he's great at doing hand-to-hand and melee. So that's pretty good. Now, the meat of the box set is 3 Witchling Stalkers. Of course, any other guildmaster can run Witchling Stalkers if they want. Now, these guys have a defense 5, willpower 5, 6 wounds, 4 walk, 6 charge, height 2. They are slow, like I said, with that 4 walk of 6 charge. They do have a defensive trigger with a mask, drawn to pain, after failing an opposed defense duel, but before suffering damage, push this model 4 inches towards the attacker. Now, also, they have Searing Mark. All models damaged by this model gaining the burning 1 condition, but it does have an explosive demise. All models with 2 inch pulse of this suffer 1 damage when this model is killed. So that plays in well with the drawn to pain, because if they happen to wax you, you're going to move your 4 inches, hopefully put you within that 2 inches, and at least get 1 damage out of your death. I guess that's basically it right there. Witching Stalkers, they can do the shooting and melee. Let's see. Shooting, they got Shattered Rune Blade. Melee of 6, 2, 5 damage. And they get a crow. Well, they're not built in, but if they have a crow, they get drain magic. After damaging, the target must discard card, so therefore taking more cards out of your hand. They got the Ruined Pistol. Just shooting 4 with a ram. Target suffers 1, 2, 3 with a blast damage. And you got Atonement Nap. After it's got Cataclysm for a trigger. After damaging, target gains a plus 1 burning condition. Now, I think that was stacked, because Searing Mark says all models damaged by this model gains burning plus 1. And now if you do the trigger, they get burning plus 1 too. And they have Dispel Magic as an attack action, range of 12, and 1 condition on target model. So that would give you a little bit. Someone put you on fire, or they put slow on somebody, you could get rid of basically anything out of there. Let's see. Now, that's for the models that come with the box set. Now, she comes with the box set comes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different upgrades. First one is Cheruf's Imprint. It's a cost of 1. Gives Sonya potentially a devastating ability, form a flame wall tactical action. Casting action is within a 12-inch range, produces 2 50mm flame wall markers, which must be placed within line of sight touching each other, and at least 1 inch away from any models or markers. These markers block line of sight and are impassable. They're great to block charge. The wall seems to be great for block charge and shooting stuff like that. And remember that Sonya can always shoot through these if you're on fire because she ignores. Flame wall also damage anyone within 1 inch of Sonya's next activation if Sonya's removed from play. Flame wall will only last until Sonya's next activation, can only be cast once per activation. Let's see. And also it gives you dampening. Enemy models within 3 inches of, I assume, the Sonya will not be able to use soul stones. Next up, she has Counterspell Aura. Gives her following ability. Enemy casting actions targeting any model within 3 inches lose any suits printed on their casting for duration of the action. That's pretty devastating. And Sonya gains the following attack action. Grounded Magic. It's got range of 10. When targeting model suffers 1, 2, 3 damage and gains the following condition until the end of its next activation. Grounded. When this model declares a casting action, it must discard 2 cards or the action immediately fails. So here she is punishing casting even more. So she wants to be the alpha caster, so to speak, and she doesn't want you casting back at her as much as possible. Next upgrade is the Mask. It gives her following attack action. 7 with a ram. Target number 15, resist, willpower, 12 range. Target model gains the following condition to the end of the game. End of the game, ever burning. This model does not remove burning condition at the end of turn, although it suffers damage as normal. So that's going to put you on fire, keeps you on fire, especially a master that may regenerate a lot of wounds, indoor armor, stuff like that. She's going to make sure that her gift of flame is something that just keeps on giving. She's got Reincarnation for 1 soul stone. Gives her the following ability. Violation of Magic. When enemy model within the burning condition, with the burning condition within 10 inch aura of Sonya is reduced to 0 wounds, Sonya may spend a soul stone. This is what I was waiting for. Or discard 2 cards to summon the Witchling Stalker in the base contact with the model before it's removed. So yes, we have a guild master that's not Big Morning, or I think Hoffman. I don't know Hoffman can do it. I could care give a rat's ass about Hoffman right now. But she can summon more Witchling Stalkers when she kills you. And that's going to be really nice because going through Sonya's thing, I mean, she might have to be a little bit closer with her ranged, her flame bursts and stuff like that, but she's gonna kill stuff. And might as well be rewarded with the free Witchling Stalker and get you a little bit more crew control out of everything. So, looking at this, that means that Sean is going to have to buy another couple Witchling Stalkers because I like generating extra models. She's got Disrupt Magic for 2. While this model's in play, all friendly Witch Hunters gain the following ability. Disrupt Magic. Enemy models within 4 inches of this model suffer negative to its casting. So, here she is handing out a debuff to her crew, which will dampen the magic of other people's. And she's got, well, Sammy Hopkins actually has his own upgrade called Witch Hunt for 2 soul stones. It's following attack action. It's a cast on 5 with a ram. Range of 12. This model action may only target 1 enemy model that are within 1 inch of a terrain. The target gains the Burning 4 condition. Wow. Burn them out, baby. So those are the upgrades, and those are the models that come with the crew. Now looking at what I probably am going to buy for this crew is I got 4 Witchling Stalkers. I don't know how many more I need. I'll probably buy 3 more. I'll go from there. Figure if I'm going to kill something once a turn, I might even be able to do more than once, but I'm thinking that could be 3 rounds of summoning Witchling Stalkers, and that's by the time I get within range of something, it's going to be 2 or 3, or around 2 or so. So, yeah, I think 3 Witchling Stalkers is going to be the number I'm looking for. I definitely want the Witchling Handler. I don't know if I'm going to wait for it to come on plastic, because all the models I have right now are plastic. Just something about the scale of the plastic's nice if you mix this, if you match well with the plastic, metal. But there's no limitations if you want to do it the other way around. My free court are all metal, minus Wolby Hannah and the strong arm suit. So we'll get there. And I'm gonna learn how to play Sonya Crid and go over some games. And it'll be against the Kaladi box set against my brother-in-law Matt. I hope this wasn't too much of a bear for you to listen to. I'm sorry that I was just reading through cards, but I just got something in the mail and I want to put out a podcast before I go through and rant and bitch and rave about the Blood Angels and what they had and what they lost and compare to how they waited so long for a good codex and now stuff's taken away. And I was like, you get my drift. So I hope you enjoyed. Got any tips for me? Any ideas to run Sonya Crid? Any upgrades I should play in different things or model selection I should throw in with the crew and a desired soulstone range to play as a Sonya Crid crew. That would help out as I learn to play this master, and we'll go from there. Like I said, hopefully you enjoy. Next up, we'll probably go over Blood Angels and talk to you about my Victoria's crew and my ideas behind that crew that I'm running, and Happy New Year. And until next time, if you're not having fun, stop playing the game. Take it.